Frank the Peacock. Born on a farm, surrounded by other exotic little animals. Chameleons, snakes, and lions. Frank didn't like the lions. He was a spoiled peacock. He always appreciated the kind of life he got because he wasn't in the wild, where he could get eaten by all the lions and the snakes. And it didn't take long before the farmer realized that Frank was a little smarter than all the other peacocks. And so he paid a little more attention to Frank and started to educate him and taught him all the best tricks you could teach a peacock. And one day, America called on Frank and said, "We need you to be a service animal for a vet with post-traumatic stress disorder. He needs companionship, and a dog won't do, and a guinea pig won't do, and, well, a horse is just too big, you know. We don't want to be crazy here, and you're so smart, and you're so pretty, and you, when you sprout those feathers, you just light up a room." Frank was happy with this idea, and he got to travel, he got to see the world. But then one day, he was stopped at the gate, and they said, "Wait a second, you can't come on our plane." And he insisted, "I'm a service animal, I need to be this plane." And the lady at the gate is like, "That's crazy talk. Yeah, there's no fucking possible way we can let a peacock sit and coach on this airplane." And it really angered Frank, because up to this point his life has been so easy, and he never experienced discrimination before. And it changed the way he looked at everything. Different, and he always thought, you know, maybe I'm a little better than everybody because my feathers are so gorgeous.